The stone fountain looks like a shallow, square well with a high back. When the weather is warmer, we'll remove the tarp that covers the bottom basin and allow water to flow down into it. Gray bricks splay out in a semicircle in front of the structure. A wooden fence gently curves around the back. Set in the ground on both sides of the fountain, standing out against the surrounding white rocks, are dozens of bricks, engraved with the names of people in our community who've lost their lives. If you're familiar with the women in the Family Forward program, you'll recognize some last names as you read. More than half of the mothers in Family Forward's ministry have lost a child, and the memorial fountain offers a place for them, along with the whole community, to remember them. As you walk towards the bench that faces the memorial, the large wooden cross standing at the corner of the PBMR perimeter comes into view. Elevated on top of the fountain is a replica of Michelangelo's Pietà sculpture, which depicts the Blessed Mother cradling Jesus' lifeless body after his crucifixion. As we enter into Good Friday, when Christians remember and mourn the violent death of Jesus, former staff and member of the PBMR family, Holly O'Hara, offers a reflection.
As the mother held her newborn baby, joy overflowing in her heart, she saw the old man look from the baby to her, and she heard him say, "You, a sword will pierce." What did he mean? It's a Friday afternoon here at PBMR, but the place is quieter than usual. The center is closed today in honor of Good Friday, the Christian holiday to remember Jesus's execution and death. As I walk through the eerily quiet center, I find myself heading outside and over to the Peace Garden. It's a place where the silence doesn't feel so wrong, because it's created for days like today. Days to hold heartbreak and loss, in a space built for prayer and meditation. As I make my way over to the newly renovated memorial fountain, I fix my gaze on the small replica of Michelangelo's Pietà sitting on top of the trickling fountain. If you're not familiar with the Pietà image, it portrays Mary holding the bruised and broken body of her son Jesus. Her shoulders and head are bent toward her son, whose lifeless body is lying in her arms, just moments after his public execution. The heartbreak and grief coursing through her is impossible to miss as she holds her firstborn and only child. As I sit and look at the image, I think of all the mothers who know this pain and heartbreak all too well. Mothers who live in fear for the lives of their children, knowing that they are not safe in this world. Mothers who have heard the horrific news, sharing that it was their child who was shot or killed. Mothers who have found themselves in the unthinkable confines of a morgue, identifying the body of their precious child. Mothers who have buried their children at young ages, never seeing them grow into their teens or 20s or 30s. Mothers who walk among us with swords piercing their hearts, carrying the daily agony, knowing that their child is missing from this world. At the base of the Pietà and fountain are carefully laid bricks inscribed with the names of youth, men, and women in our community whose lives have been taken by violence. This place, this memorial fountain, is a place where family can come at any time to hold their loved ones close, to grieve, to cry, to laugh, and to remember the too short but unimaginably precious moments spent together. As I look at this image, I believe that it is universal. It is an image of today just as much as 2,000 years ago. It's not just the story of one person or one family, but the story of so many. And ultimately, in some way or another, the story of each of us. And as we meditate on it, our sorrow and our brokenness finds a home in this human story. And we are brought into community with one another. We are divinely connected as members of a human family who share a common story. This sword unites us and binds us together as one, that in even our darkest and most painful spaces, we are brought out of our isolation and into community with one another. When mothers who know the heartache of losing their child come together to sit in circle, each woman's story is brought out of isolation and into community. One by one, they share their stories of heartbreak and loss, their own pietà moments. And as the talking piece goes around the circle, each woman's story is woven together with the next. Experiences of loneliness, isolation, and brokenness are brought into communion with one another, and gradually, slowly, subtly, the light and love of community flickers in the darkness. Our hearts are pierced, and the ache of the sword never goes away. Our world and our hearts continue to ache at the voids of loss, heartbreak, and injustice. And days like today remind us that we need to continue to make space to pause and remember, to weep for and to feel the pain of our loved ones, to share our stories of grief with one another, and to remember that we are not alone in our sorrow or our suffering, that we have been brought into a bigger story, a story that ties all of humanity together, a story that brings us out of our isolation and into community with one another. We remember that we are not alone, that love finds us even in our darkest spaces and knits us together, and that it's together that we heal.